This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The search continues for victims of Tuesday's collapse of a major highway bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with Israel's offensive. He blasted a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a pause to the fighting, saying Tuesday that it had emboldened Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. As the war in Gaza grinds through a sixth month, each side has publicly insisted that its own idea of victory is in reach and rejected international efforts to stem the bloodshed. Israel says it can achieve its aims of dismantling Hamas and return scores of hostages as it expands its ground offensive to the crowded city of Rafah. He said it would hold on to the hostages until Israel agrees to the end of the war. Meanwhile,
statement is inaccurate in almost every respect, and it is unfair to the hostages and their families.
New Zealand joins U.S. and Britain in alleging it was targeted by China-backed cyber espionage.
New Zealand officials say hackers linked to the Chinese government targeted its parliament in 2021. The allegation Tuesday comes a day after American and British authorities announced a set of criminal charges and sanctions against seven hackers, all believed to be in China, who they say targeted U.S. officials, journalists, corporations, and pro-democracy activists. Britain accused the hackers of trying to break into the email accounts of U.K. lawmakers who were critical of China. U.S. Justice Department officials say the intention of the campaign was to harass critics of the Chinese government, steal trade secrets. And
that's VOA's Laurie London reporting. This is VOA News. Ukraine's Navy spokesman says that Ukrainian forces sunk or disabled a third of all Russian warships in the Black Sea, a major blow to Moscow's military capability as the war is dragged on. Ukraine's Navy spokesman told the Associated Press Tuesday that the latest strike on Saturday night hit the Russian amphibious landing ship that was resting in the dock in Russia-occupied Crimea. The ship was part of Ukraine's Navy before Russia captured it after annexing the Black Sea Peninsula in 2014. Senegal's president-elect is vowing to fight corruption, rebuild institutions, and unite the country as he prepares to assume office. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo has that story.
In his first public address, Senegalese president-elect Bassirou Diomaye Faye thanked his supporters and pledged to bring solutions to some of the problems he says his country is facing.
Je m'engage à gouverner.
Faye said it's time to bring calm to the country after outgoing President Macky Sall tried to postpone the February elections until December, plunging the country into a brief political crisis. Sunday's official election results have not yet been published, but Faye's supporters say they are satisfied with what they have seen so far. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday seemed likely to preserve access to a widely used abortion medication, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
Abortion opponents want the High Court to ratify a conservative appeals court ruling limiting access to mifepristone. But in their first abortion case since overturning Roe v. Wade 2 years ago, the justices appeared to reach consensus that those challenging the FDA's approval of the medication don't have the legal right to sue. If the justices find the challengers lack standing, they'd leave in place current rules allowing patients to get the drug through the mail and take it to induce an abortion through 10 weeks of pregnancy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Shares of Donald Trump's social media company rose about 16% in the first day of trading, boosting the value of Trump's large stake in the company, as well as the smaller holdings of fans who purchased shares as a show of support for the former president. Trump Media and Technology Group runs the social media platform Truth Social, but has yet to turn a profit. Trump holds a nearly 60% stake in the company. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.